We're both all dressed up this morning.
I know. Yeah, we're looking good.
I know. I'm not wearing what I, you know, my normal pink short shorts that I'm wearing to work on a Thursday morning. We're keyed up to meet the Premier of Alberta today.
This will be my fourth Premier that I've met.
I don't know if I've actually... No, I remember actually standing behind Ralph Klein at the opening of the Stoney Nakoda Casino. And I grabbed his bank statement because he left his bank statement at the ATM. I was in line behind him at the ATM. So, yeah. He didn't have a lot of money in his account, surprisingly. You would think. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, my goal today is to get a Rachel Notley selfie.
I was going to ask you to get a secret selfie of me kind of standing behind her.
You're good at the secret selfies, like the one you did with George Strombolopoulos.
Just like me popping out from behind. Hi!
And the Premier of Alberta is coming to Canmore this afternoon because it's really exciting. We've got this brand new arts and cultural facility. Canmore is one of the main locations this year for Alberta Culture Days in the entire province, just because of all the stuff we've got going on. 2:15, Nico Tobias is going to be performing along with Laurie Reed. 3:00, the ribbon cutting, and then there's more music and a post-event reception as well. And there we go. Arts Place will officially be open to the public. This arts and culture center we've been building for years. I was on the very first steering committee for this, and it was like a dream. We were just like, what could we put in a facility like this? How would we make it work in the library building? All these ideas and uses, and they did it. It's happening. It's here.
Yeah, and the idea for an arts center in Canmore has a long history. And I don't know if many people remember the Lamp House Center for the Arts proposal.
I certainly do. And I remember the enthusiasm for it. And then I just remember how it kind of died. It was weird. It got a little mixed up in the whole Elevation Place discussion. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen. And I think it was heartbreaking for a lot of people. But now we have Arts Place. And it's not a massive Lamp House type theater, but it's great.
It's a dedicated space with real facilities, a great theater space. You got a variety of places where different types of arts activities can happen. And now all we got to do is fill it with ourselves for the programs and services that are being offered by the staff that have created it. It's very exciting. And I hope that most of the community gets a chance to come out on Saturday or Sunday just to check out the open house and the workshops and the vibrancy and the celebration, because this has been a lot of hard work and the Canadian Mountain Arts Foundation deserves a lot of credit for stepping up to the plate and taking this on. Because while we have as taxpayers funded the infrastructure and likely will continue funding operationally the Canadian Mountain Arts Foundation efforts there, they are a nonprofit volunteer board that has taken on this responsibility and is helping Canmore be an even more creative art-filled place, which is almost impossible, I thought.
The Canmore Festival of Art and Creativity is kicking off Friday night with a creative combat event, which is completely sold out. Saturday and Sunday, all day long, you can pop by, though, and check out some of the workshops and the stage. You're going to be broadcasting live from noon to 4 on Saturday.
I am so incredibly excited to be part of this celebration, and that means I get to do everything too.
Yeah, totally. ArtsPlaceCanmore.com is a full schedule. Let's back up a bit to tonight as well, another arts and culture celebration, the Mayor's Spotlight on the Arts. We have 5 locals being recognized. We've recognized them all on air, actually. I've had one-on-one interviews with all of them. If you missed any, they're all on my blog at mountainfm.ca. But Chrissy Nickerson, Catherine Govier, The Wardens, Eleanor Benham, and Corey Brewster have in some way, shape, or form contributed to the fabric of the arts in our community. And I really like this event. I've gone to it for the last number of years, and they do a real bang-up job. They've got a couple of video production companies that produce these professional video montages of all these people being recognized.
We often talk about our arts community as sort of a blanket statement, but there are a lot of people and individuals in there who are contributing to it in a variety of ways. And just the sheer number of artists and talented professionals that we have in this industry in our community, I think, speaks to what a creative place, and we're almost like a mecca of awesome people in different areas.
Totally.
You just pick an area and we got someone awesome in it.
We're having our coming out party this weekend. It's Arts Place and, of course, the Mayor's Spotlight. Are you going to the Mayor's Spotlight tonight?
I am indeed.
Oh, good. See, there we go. We've dressed up both for the premiere and the spotlight. We don't have to like change clothes or do extra laundry.
There's no behind the stages changing anymore.
Efficiency.